This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. If you look around you at the cars and the planes and the buildings, a lot of them were designed using a piece of software called AutoCAD. It actually used to be the most used design software in the world. Things have slowed down a little for the company behind that software, Autodesk, but it's been looking for ways to expand what it does with the help of artificial intelligence and 3D printing. So I asked Carl Bass, the company's CEO, how much can 3D printing actually change your company?
It's definitely like all kinds of other technology in that it's been around for 25 years, but turned into an overnight sensation in the last few years.
Right.
But it got a lot of press around consumer uses of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of poo-pooed that and really thought the real use was in industrial uses. When you're 3D printing, it doesn't care how complicated the shape is. So my 3D printer will make the most complicated thing or a simple cube, and it's relatively indifferent to which one it's printing. And so, you know, it's like shape complexity comes for free with 3D printing.
See, that suggests that the potential application for your product could be really growing, right? Do you feel like you're on the cusp of a big potential expansion?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely growing in the kinds of products that people are making. So it was interesting. We're working with a German car maker. They've been making one part on their cars essentially the same for 20 years. And we were able to make a stronger part that's 30 to 40% lighter. Not only is it opening up new markets that were not possible before, even existing markets, we're able to go back and get better answers to problems that we already had.
Now, you mentioned skepticism about the consumer market. That
yeah.
It's clear that 3D printing has kind of gone nowhere because it feels like 3D printing, even though you say it's a sensation, is still it's like virtual reality, right? It's a sensation that's just on the verge of arriving any minute now.
Yes. No, I think serious manufacturers are all evaluating 3D printing
mm-hmm.
and have figured out the right place for it. It's not yet price competitive with, you know, the more traditional intensive manufacturing mm-hmm. techniques. So in the places where you need something special, something custom, 3D printing is ideal for that.
So how big of a departure and or investment is that for Autodesk?
That has not been a huge investment. The place where we're really spending more money is on this idea of having the computer come up and suggest answers.
Yep.
Essentially, people, all of us, when we go to design something, we often go out and do it and we'll make one or we'll have three designs or we'll iterate and we'll get 5 or 10 and then we run out of time or money or patience and we say good enough. The computer doesn't get bored in that same way. It doesn't run out of time.
Mm.
And so you can literally test millions of versions.
And what does that mean for the company? Is there job loss associated with that? Are you investing in proprietary technology? Are you partnered with Google? You know?
Yeah. So we're investing in proprietary technology. I mean, I think it's not job loss. I think this is a continuation of what we see kind of in the world at large.
Mm-hmm.
For people on one side of the digital divide who are building these kind of tools, this is fascinating work. It gets more interesting. We embed more expertise into it.
Right.
At the same time, it definitely, you know, contributes to job loss on the other side of the equation.
Is that something that the industry, I mean, does that keep you awake at night? How much does the tech industry need to take any responsibility for that?
You know, I think the tech industry needs to take real responsibility for it. You know, first of all, you know, and it's like one of those, you know, five-step programs. First thing is just to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
We are definitely taking expertise and putting it into software in a way that you can broadly distribute, you know, that digital information
mm-hmm.
and have that expertise anywhere in the world. So I think there's a real and kind of special responsibility that the tech industry has about, you know, first acknowledging that it's contributing to it and then helping in ways that could potentially solve that.
Carl Bass is CEO of Autodesk. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.